From Texas Public Radio, this is Texas Matters, a weekly radio news magazine that looks at the issues, events, and people in the Lone Star State. Today on Texas Matters, Johnny Cash and the song Folsom Prison Blues. This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Folsom Prison Blues was a song written by Johnny Cash and recorded in 1954. Cash had come to the legendary Sun Studios in Memphis, where Sam Phillips had discovered Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Howlin' Wolf, Carl Perkins, and other recording stars. Mark Stippler was Johnny Cash's personal historian.
He wanted to be on the radio. One of the things that he wanted to do was sing gospel songs for Mr. Sam Phillips at Sun Records. Sam was not interested in gospel music, and he wasn't interested in cover songs. And so he said to John, you know, you have a good sound, you have a good voice, and I think you probably have something to say. I want to hear Johnny Cash. So I want you to go home and write some songs and bring them back to me. And what he did was he wrote, right away, he wrote a song about the Old Testament, which was certainly in keeping with his fundamentalist Baptist upbringing. And he wrote a song about coming home from being away and returning to the South, which was Hey Porter.
Hey Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, because I want to look around.
And he wrote a song about a prison that he had seen in a movie when he was in the Air Force in Germany in 1951. The movie was called Inside the Walls of Folsom. It was a low-budget movie. But it was the first thing that he saw when he went to Germany. He had only been there for a couple of weeks when that movie played at the base. And it stuck with him.
This is it, stool pigeon.
Stay away from you guys. Stay away.
And so he kind of combined his imagination and what he saw in that movie, put it together and wrote this song about a pretty hardened convict who was in prison for what John thought was the very worst thing that anybody could ever do. And that was to kill a man for no reason, just to stand there and watch him die. And then have that man sit there in prison, looking out the window, looking through the bars, imagining, hearing, wondering what his life might have been as he lets that lonesome train whistle go down the tracks into the distance, knowing that he's never gonna get out of there. That became his third record in 1955.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rollin' around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rollin' on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
The song lyric talks about the train going down to San Antonio. Johnny Cash has a connection to San Antonio. I'm wondering if he saw that Folsom Prison being one part of the spectrum where the worst place on earth you could be, and San Antonio being the other part of the spectrum, the other end, where things are a lot better.
Oh, I think so. His first wife, Vivian, was from San Antonio. He was married in San Antonio. And I think that that represented at that time in his life that more innocent period, a hopeful period. He and Vivian exchanged letters when he was in Germany for 3 years. They only spoke to each other three times for just a couple of minutes at a time over 3 years. And yet their love story continued from 1951 until he returned in July of 1954, and they were married the next month in August of 1954. And so I think that San Antonio was his destination for where the heart took you, that was what his hope was in life. He was on the farm. He had never really experienced anything in life until he left the farm, went to Germany, and then what is it that someone would miss most of all if they were locked away in Folsom Prison? And I think that you're absolutely right that San Antonio represented the worst thing that someone would lose, and that would be love.
This is Texas Matters, and we're looking at the classic Johnny Cash song, Folsom Prison Blues. Hector Saldana is a rock and roller with the band The Crayolas and the Texas music curator at the Whitliff Collections at Texas State University. He brought his guitar to the TPR studios to help break down the iconic riffs of Folsom Prison Blues.
Without echo, the guitar still sounds the same. It's like... But in the studio, Sam Phelps using tape echo, they would use a reel-to-reel machine and feed in just slightly behind the actual sound to create the echo. And by adjusting the speed, it would sound a little bit more like this. So you catch a little bit of that slapback, is what they call it.
Well, talk about that bend on that E string.
Yeah, that's a very bluesy thing. That's a very blues bass. The song is in the key of E. By adding that G note, he bends a G, that brings in the seventh. That brown down. It's almost like a punctuation point. It's like, I'm here. Just to give it a little perspective too, and I'm gonna take the echo off just so you don't hear it. It's often used in the blues, that, you know, so he's kind of using almost a country feel at the beginning. You know, it's like country with blues.
Now, Luther Perkins was the actual guitarist, played the that opening lick and then also the bridge guitar solo.
That's right. And so where the song is played, you know, in the like in a, the beginner's E chord, that, you know, that's right there. You're in a, at, as low as the guitar can go. He starts the solo in a higher position of the same chord. So E higher, this same chord sounds like this, higher up the neck. So what he did is just took the notes from that chord. And that's, you know, that's all he did. He kind of just shifted the position of the chord to give it a different flavor. And it does take it to a different place.
It's a nice break from the lower register. Whatever. And then he walks back up the neck to the
lower. That's
right,
then he's back. At its core, it's simple and pure. And I think that's what lasts, you know. And maybe that's what was the appeal. It was just such a pure expression.
Here's another Johnny Cash and the Tennessee 2 song from that first recording session at Sun, Cry, Cry, Cry.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. 'Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you'll cry, cry, cry. Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye, bye, bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, 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 and you cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry, cry, cry.
Folsom Prison Blues has an honored place in the Great American Songbook, but there is a controversy about it. Some say it was plagiarized from another recording. That other song is called Crescent City Blues, and it was recorded in 1953. Take a listen and see for yourself.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rollin' round the bend, and I ain't been kissed, Lord, since I don't know when. Boys in Crescent City don't seem to know I'm here. That lonesome whistle seems to tell me soon disappear. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, Sue, when you're grown up, I want that you should go and see and do. But I'm stuck in Crescent City, just watching life mosey by. When I hear that whistle blowing, my head and cry. I see the rich folks eating in that fancy dining car. They're probably having pheasant breast and eastern caviar. Now I ain't crying envy, and I ain't crying me. Just that they get to see things that I've never seen. If I owned that lonesome whistle, if that railroad train Johnson City is where I'd like to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Crescent City Blues was a torch song written by Gordon Jenkins, who was an influential arranger, composer, and pianist in the 1940s and 50s. He worked with Frank Sinatra, Louis Armstrong, Judy Garland, and many others. The vocalist is Beverly Marr. Jenkins and Marr were married, and their son is Bruce Jenkins, a sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. He doesn't give Johnny Cash a pass for duplicating his parents' song.
Well, I mean, my dad's wrote the song well before Johnny Cash wrote his. He wrote it for an album called Seven Dreams, which is a theme album, much like his previous theme album, Manhattan Tower. It wasn't a smashing success. It was fairly well received among musicians, but it didn't get a whole lot of play. So the song Crescent City Blues was part of the album Seven Dreams. And all of a sudden, Johnny Cash comes out with Folsom Prison Blues, and as I noted in the biography I wrote about my father, the lyrics are so stunningly similar that it's no accident that he just stole it. And there's a bit of the melody, too. It's pretty appalling. It's just outright thievery. And, you know, my dad he'd never worked with Johnny Cash. He wasn't out to destroy the guy or, you know, make a big stink about it. But he did have his agent look into it, and they approached Johnny Cash's people. And apparently, from what I heard, the original response was, "Oh, what do you mean? You know, we didn't steal anything." And then they put out the evidence, and it was like, "Oh, well, okay." So they settled for about $175,000, sometime in the late 50s, early 60s, I forget, not long after the Folsom Prison Blues came out, and that was the end of it.
What do you make of it, though? How do you feel about it?
It's pretty bothersome to me. It's just such a blatant disregard for something that had already come out. It didn't matter that most of the nation didn't know about it. I mean, you don't steal from somebody else in anything. You don't steal their property. You don't steal their words. You don't steal their anything in a manner that blatant. If it happened today, I think it'd be a much, much bigger deal just because of social media and the way word gets around. But I mean, I don't have any lingering grudge against him. I mean, I've long forgotten about it.
In a way, it's ironically appropriate that the song Folsom Prison Blues was stolen. Here's Johnny Cash with the 1957 song I Got Stripes.
On a Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, they locked me in the jail. On a Wednesday, my trial was attested. On a Thursday, they said guilty and the judge's gavel fell. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulder. I got chains, chains around my feet. I got stripes, stripes around my shoulder. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, got my striped breeches.
On January 13th, 1968, Johnny Cash went to Folsom Prison and recorded a concert in front of the inmates. 4 months later, At Folsom Prison was released. It hit number one on the country music charts, cracked the top 15 for the national charts, and as a single, Folsom Prison Blues was a top 40 hit. This new version of Cash's old song was a little more up-tempo and was punctuated with the hollers of approval from the incarcerated.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Train a coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San
was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
David Skolansky is a law professor at Stanford University and an expert on the history of the prison system.
Well, in 1968, the prison reform movement in the United States hadn't really taken off. This was 3 years before the Attica riots that really brought prisons into a lot of people's consciousness. So it was a radical step to record a live album for commercial release in a prison and to treat the prison as part of society and treat prisoners as part of humanity. We sometimes have a tendency either to forget about prisons or to limit our sympathy for some subgroup of prisoners that we think don't deserve to be in prison or deserve a second chance. And it's common to target reform efforts at people who are nonviolent offenders. The whole performance makes clear that Johnny Cash didn't draw lines between different kinds of prisoners. The humanity that he recognized in the prisoners was extended to everybody.
My blues away.
I think that, you know, there's another feature of at Folsom Prison that I think helps give it some of its power, which is there's a connection drawn in a lot of the music between the hardship of prison and hardship of people's lives. I mean, that, in a way, that's there's a recognition that the people who are in prison are often people who haven't been born with a lot of advantages. They're disproportionately working class. A number of the songs on the album draw either an implicit connection between imprisonment and the hardship of working class life, like John Henry, or in some cases it's quite explicit, like you know, the song about coal mining, Dark as the Dungeon.
Oh, come all you young fellers, so young and so fine, seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mine. It'll form as a habit and seep in your soul till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal. Where it's dark as a dungeon, damp as the dew, danger is double, pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls, the sun never shines, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Well, it's many a man that I've seen in my day.
He had been in Folsom in 1966. He had been in San Quentin in 63, in 60, in 59. And he, you know, he went to Tennessee State Prison. He played Leavenworth. He went to Soledad in California. And these were just quiet personal visits where he would just sit down and meet with men and try to give them hope.
Once again, Mark Stelpler, Johnny Cash's personal historian.
He had gone in and sung a song written by an inmate at Folsom, Glenn Shirley. This prisoner had written a song about redemption and his release of his spirit when he went into the chapel there at Folsom.
Thank you very much. This next song was written by a man right here in Folsom Prison. This song was written by our friend Glenn Shirley. And
but that prisoner that wrote that song has a very tragic story.
He does. Glenn Shirley was a very troubled man. He had spent most of his adult life in prison. John worked very hard to get Glenn Shirley released. He felt that any man that could have written a song like Greystone Chapel had to have something in his heart that was there that was worth fighting for. And he was released, and John even took Glenn out on the road and had him do concerts and made an album. But Glenn just was not ready to be on the outside. He was never going to be on the outside. He had a very, very sad life. And 6 years after he was released, he sat on his porch and blew his head off with his rifle. It was a very sad ending to a very hopeful story that that just frankly was probably never, ever going to be a happy ending.
Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but my Lord has set my soul free. There's a gray stone chapel here at Folsom, a house of worship in this den of sin. You wouldn't think that God had a place here at Folsom, but he saved the soul of many lost men. Now this gray stone chapel here at Folsom stands 100 years old, made of granite rock. It takes a ring of keys to move here at Folsom, but the door to the house of God is never locked. Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but the Lord has set my soul free. There are men here that don't ever worship. There are men here who scoff at the ones who pray. But I've got down on my knees in that gray stone chapel, and I thank the Lord for helping me each day. Now this gray stone chapel here at Folsom, it has a touch of God's hand on every stone. It's a flower of light in a field of darkness, and it's given me the strength to carry on. Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but my Lord has set my soul free.
That's it for this edition of Texas Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm David Martin Davies. You can write to us with an email to texasmatters@tpr.org. You can also write directly on our show page on our website at tpr.org. And that's where you can find past Texas Matters programs to listen to, and you can find us on iTunes. And tune in again next week for another edition of Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio.